Hey everyone, AI, it's everywhere you look these days, right? Well, get this, Oracle just made a move, and it has everyone in Silicon Valley kind of freaking out.
Yeah, they really shook things up.
We're talking about their plan to basically become the king of the AI chip world.
And it all started with, you wouldn't believe it, a totally ordinary SEC filing.
Right, buried in the legalese.
Thankfully, we've got sources like WebPro News, September 28th. They did a great job breaking it all down.
Yeah, for those of us who don't speak lawyer.
Exactly.
So real quick, Ampere Computing, that's the company at the heart of all this. They're like a major player in semiconductors, and semiconductors equal those powerful chips that make AI do its thing.
The brains of the operation.
And oh, by the way, Ampere was founded by Renée James, who, used to be an exec at Intel. So yeah, this is like the big leagues.
Vicarious pedigree. We're not talking about some, fly-by-night startup.
This is not your average company buyout either. This
Yeah.
has major, major implications for where technology is going, like the future. And that's why we're doing this deep dive right now.
Absolutely. We got to connect the
Yeah,
dots.
help you guys, the listeners, see what this could all mean.
Because it's bit okay, so back to that SEC filing for a sec. Oracle, they just casually mentioned they own 29% of Ampere.
Yeah, like it's no big deal.
Which, I mean, that's a huge chunk of any company.
That's not a small investment.
But hold on, because here's where things get like really interesting.
There's the twist.
Companies like Oracle, they don't just like casually own that much of another company, especially a potential competitor, without having a bigger plan, right?
They've definitely got something up their sleeve. And the article, it kind of reveals their hand. By 2027, Oracle could actually be the majority owner of Ampere.
Yeah, like controlling the whole
The
show.
big boss.
I'll be honest, I had to read that part a couple
Yeah, it's
times.
like, hold on, what?
They've got this all set up through something called, are you ready for this? Convertible debt.
Catchy, right?
Sounds super complicated, but it's actually like a really clever financial move.
It's actually pretty simple when you break it down.
Yeah, give us the like the layman's explanation.
Okay, so imagine you loan someone money, right?
Yeah.
But instead of them just paying you back with like interest, they have this option to just give you part of their company instead.
Interesting.
So in this case, Oracle, they get to decide. Come 2027, do they want their money back or do they want to own a big old chunk of Ampere?
So they've got options, and they're putting a lot of faith in Ampere's success, clearly.
Big time, and for good reason. Think about it. A few years ago, everyone and their mother thought Oracle was falling behind in the cloud computing game. Remember that?
Yeah, it was like they were stuck in the slow lane.
But now, their cloud services, particularly the ones using AI, they're exploding. They're on fire.
It's like they suddenly woke up and decided to dominate.
Total turnaround story.
The article even mentioned they're having trouble keeping up with the demand for their AI cloud stuff. Like, whoa!
And here's where it all ties together. AI, it needs a ton of power, computing power, that is. And that's where Ampere steps in. They make those specialized chips that make AI applications even
The
possible.
fuel for the AI engine.
Exactly. So if Oracle controls the chip maker, they control a major, major piece of the whole AI puzzle.
So they're not just providing the like the software, the services for AI, they could be providing the actual backbone that it all runs
The
on.
foundation.
That's huge.
Huge power play.
And what's fascinating is this isn't just some like random acquisition out of the blue. Oracle and Ampere, they go way back.
Oh yeah, they've got history.
Ampere's got these big name clients already, Microsoft, Google, we're talking heavy hitters, but Oracle, they were one of their very first big investors and customers.
Like they had a crystal ball, saw the future.
Right, like they knew Ampere was going to be a big deal and got in early.
Smart move.
And get this, the article mentions Renée James, the CEO of Ampere. She actually sits on Oracle's board of
Whoa,
directors.
talk about keeping it in the family.
Right, it's like this isn't just business, this is getting personal.
Definitely adds another layer to the whole thing, right? This isn't just a cold, calculated business deal.
There are relationships here, history.
It's personal.
So you've got this partnership that runs deep, but what I find really interesting is Ampere's approach to how they actually design their chips. They've gone all in on this thing called ARM-based architecture.
And that right there is a key detail the article points out. It's super important for understanding why this whole deal could be a game changer for Oracle. Like, seriously.
Okay, so like for those of us who, we're not chip designers, we didn't go to MIT, what's the big deal about this ARM-based thing? What does it even mean?
Okay, so imagine this. Data centers, right? Those massive, massive server farms that power, like, the entire internet, the cloud, everything. They usually use chips from companies like, you know, Intel.
The big.
Exactly. And those chips, they're based on what's called x86 architecture. Like the industry standard, been around forever.
So x86, that's like the old, reliable, the classic.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But ARM-based chips, they're like the new kid on the block and they're doing things differently. They're designed to be way more energy efficient, which is huge when you think about how much electricity these data centers eat up. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, and with AI needing even more power than ever, I can see why that would matter.
Exactly. It's all about efficiency now. And that's where Ampere, they've been really smart. They're ARM-based chips. They're basically built from the ground up for cloud computing and all these AI applications.
So Oracle, they see this wave of AI demand coming, and they're like, we need to get ahead of this energy efficiency thing.
Totally. And not just get ahead of it, they want to control it. With a big chunk of Ampere, Oracle could get a guaranteed supply of these super efficient chips, which gives them a huge leg up on the competition.
It's like they're playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers.
Right. Strategic move for sure.
Yeah.
But like with any big business deal, it's not all sunshine and roses. There are going to be some bumps in the road.
What do you mean?
Well, first off, merging a company like Ampere into a giant corporation like Oracle, that's not easy. It's like different cultures, different ways of doing things. There are going to be some growing pains.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And then there's Ampere's other clients, right?
Yeah.
Microsoft, Google, those guys. Oracle has to keep them happy too.
Right. Those aren't exactly small fish.
Exactly. So Oracle's going to have to walk this tightrope, balancing their own needs with keeping those partnerships going. Which brings us to another interesting point, competition.
Because Oracle, they're not exactly known for, you know, playing nice in the sandbox.
Yeah, they've got a bit of a reputation, right? They like to win.
So is this just about securing those chips, or is Oracle playing a deeper game here?
Well, it's definitely possible that once they're in the driver's seat, they might start prioritizing their own needs over everyone else's.
So, like, they might favor themselves when it comes to who gets those Ampere chips. Could they actually squeeze out Microsoft and Google?
It's not impossible, and a lot of analysts are wondering the same thing. I'm sure the folks over the Department of Justice are going to be watching this one closely.
Man, this is like high-stakes poker with the future of the tech world on the line.
Right. This whole deal could change how everyone approaches the AI chip market. Will we see more companies buying up chip makers?
Or will they try to do it themselves? What if they all start building their own chip factories?
That's a possibility, though it's not easy. Building one of those chip fabrication plants, that's a massive, expensive, years-long project.
Yeah, it's not like just, you know, pressing a button and boom, you've got a chip factory.
Exactly. But remember, these tech companies, they think long-term. They're looking 10, 20 years down the road. So while it's a huge undertaking, I wouldn't rule it out completely.
It's really incredible when you think about it, the strategic thinking, the risks, all the money involved, just to control this tiny little piece of technology.
It's not just a tiny piece of technology anymore, though, is it? It's the future.
That's true. It really is. It's like the AI gold rush is on.
Totally. Everyone wants a piece of the action. It reminds me of, you know, way back when, the early days of, like, personal computers or when the internet first took off.
Right, like a whole new world opening up.
Exactly. These are those moments that completely change everything. How we live, how we work, everything.
And you can just feel it in the air, like something big is happening.
Yeah, and Oracle's not the only one making these big moves. Don't forget Microsoft. They're pouring tons of money into OpenAI and that whole ChatGPT thing.
Right, and Google's got to be feeling the heat.
Oh, for sure. They can't just sit around and watch this happen. They're investing a ton in their own AI projects.
So with Oracle maybe pulling ahead in the chip game, what does that actually mean for Microsoft, Google, all the other players? How does it shake things up?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Everyone's watching Oracle wondering what their next move is going to be and how they're going to respond.
So will we see, like, even more companies buying up chip makers? Is that the new trend?
Could be. Or maybe some companies will decide to go it alone, try to build everything themselves.
You mean like build their own chip factories from the ground up?
Exactly. Control the whole process from start to finish.
Wow. But isn't that like crazy difficult? I mean, I imagine building a chip factory is a little more complicated than assembling IKEA furniture.
It's a huge undertaking, no doubt. I mean, yeah. We're talking billions of dollars, years of planning and construction, not to mention finding people who even know how to do it.
Yeah, it's not something you just throw together overnight.
Right. But remember, these tech companies, they play the long game. They're thinking 5-10 years down the line.
So they might actually go for it.
I wouldn't rule it out. It's risky, sure. But the potential payoff could be enormous.
Man, it really puts things in perspective, doesn't it? The scale of it all, the money, the competition, all for this, like, you know, tiny little piece of technology.
But it's not just a tiny piece of technology, is it? It's about who gets to shape the future? Who gets to control the technology that's going to change the world?
Yeah, it's way bigger than just chips and circuits.
Way bigger. And that's why this story is so important. Even if you don't care about the technical stuff, it affects all of us, whether we realize it or not.
It's about understanding the forces that are shaping the world around us.
Exactly. So to kind of bring it all back, we've been talking about Oracle's kind of bold move to potentially control a big chunk of the AI world through Ampere and their chips.
Right. And we talked about the competition, the challenges, and how this whole thing could change the tech industry as we know it.
And I think the big takeaway here is that we're seeing this new trend where companies want to control everything, not just the software, but the actual hardware, too. The whole shebang.
The future of AI is up for grabs.
Absolutely. And it's going to be a wild ride seeing how it all plays out. Who knows what's going to happen next? Right?
That's the exciting part.
Exactly. It's a whole new world of possibilities.
Well, this has been quite the deep dive. And we really appreciate you joining us as we explored this whole, you know, complex, always changing world of technology.
Always a pleasure to geek out with you about this stuff. It's fascinating.
Until next time, stay curious.